Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler.
With Christmas breathing down our necks, quite a few of us are undoubtedly sweating out the final details of a holiday party. Coming up with just the right appetizers can be tough, so Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School and I have invited our good friend Carrie Dunnington on the show to help us out. Carrie, welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Al. Thanks
always
for having
good.
Me.
Always good to have you.
I always draw blanks when it comes to appetizers. I can whip up a main course, but I always draw blanks. So you provided us with a little list of ideas, and then we're going to ask you what you would do to elaborate on those ideas so we can give people some things that, you know, to do at home. Let's start off with something kind of cool, which are spinach and cheese fritters. How do you do that?
Oh, it's just a really easy mixture of milk and flour, and you fold in cheese and a little bit of salt, paprika, and some squeezed dried spinach.
Nice.
I like it. And how do we cook those?
You're going to fry those in a
good
neutral oil.
I hope so. Nice.
Absolutely.
Fried fritters.
Yeah, we're not going to serve these raw. This is not on the Critter Day plan.
All right, what would I do with deviled eggs?
Well, I have a standard recipe for deviled eggs. It's mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, Worcestershire sauce, salt, and pepper.
Okay.
And, of course, you make them really creamy, and they're easy. And I love deviled eggs. Everybody loves deviled eggs.
Too.
Yeah.
And they're
totally
filling.
Totally making a comeback, without a doubt.
Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
And then I like to dip the tips of microgreens in a little bit of oil and then dust them with paprika.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
We have a great guy that makes microgreens here in town, too.
Sure.
They're fun. They're a lot of fun. Brussels sprouts have become very, very popular. Yay, because I love them. What would you do with Brussels sprouts, may I ask?
Well, I love Brussels sprouts as well, and I like to roast them. Just toss them in a neutral oil and roast them until they're tender, and then skewer them. And if you have any appetizer lovers at your parties.
Skewered Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. And,
I like it.
And here's one thing I thought of. Because I love Brussels sprouts with a little bit of oranges in them or tangerines. I would maybe take some soy sauce and mix it with some orange marmalade and just dab a little bit of that on the finished Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
And Jerry, how about some pancetta laced in there too?
Anything like that. Pork always enhances any healthy food like Brussels sprouts. How about soup shooters?
Oh, my gosh. These are fun. So just make your favorite creamy soup. It's got to be a creamy soup that you can... It can slide down your throat, so maybe a cream of carrot, cream of cauliflower, and put them in the little shot glasses, and that's a great, fun conversation
piece. And you can have fun with the garnish.
Yeah, certainly.
As well. Let's try one more, an unconventional crudité platter.
Okay. I really like to steer away from the standard, which is often tomatoes, celery, carrots.
Yeah,
that's right.
Boring.
It is. And I love to go with jicama that I've julienned and peeled, whole radishes with a little vessel next to it with some really great Himalayan sea salt.
And how about some pickled vegetables that we just made a few weeks ago? That would be great.
Absolutely. Or fermented vegetables.
Yeah.
That's so true. Carrie, we're going to put these on our website. Lots of good ideas, and people can try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.